The Tom Woods Show, episode 2210.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Come on now, folks. If you ain't going to start that side hustle now, then when? Check out my free ebook, Five Paths to an Online Income, where I take you step by step through five things that I do that keep food on the Woods household table and how you can do them too. Check it out at pathstoincome.com.
Hey, everybody. Tom Woods here. I am delighted to be joined today by Joel Bine, who is CEO of Career Hackers. And he is the kind of person we want to talk to at a time like this because it really is an oddball kind of economy these days. And I don't think libertarians do themselves any favors by pretending that anybody who's struggling in it just isn't cut out for capitalism or something like that. I mean, it really is difficult and it is different. And it's not like going on the job market in 1957. And it's not obvious that there's some path you follow after high school that automatically places you in a great position. You have to distinguish yourself and learn how to stand out in this economy. So Joel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Tom.
I know there are a lot of listeners right now who feel like they could make many structural changes to the economy that would do people a lot of good. And I agree with them. There are structural changes I would make to the economy that I think would do people a lot of good. What matters right now is that nothing I say or do is going to change this economy. That's the thing. Like, well, we can sit around as libertarians and say, oh, if the Fed wasn't doing X or if this intervention didn't exist, that's all great. But the point is, right now, you as an individual cannot do anything about the economy. All you can do is adapt to it. That's all you can do. And then in your spare time, you can do all the advocacy work you want, but you have to figure out how to fit yourself into it. That's the key thing. And all the libertarian theorizing in the world is not going to change that. You have to figure out how to make yourself fit. So what exactly is it? I mean, I've kind of built this up a bit here, but what would you say about the economy in 2022 that means you're going to need a somewhat different toolbox than you would have needed in 1957?
Yeah, totally. And that makes a lot of sense from a macro perspective to think, yeah, I can't really change the big picture, but you can change your own sphere of control and you can change the impact you have in your own life. So, I mean, yeah, 2022 is definitely a different picture in terms of the digital economy, technology, the World Wide Web, the ability to access a variety of companies, a variety of opportunities through tools like email, through tools like job boards all over the world. Remote jobs is obviously a huge new change the past few years. So you don't need to rely on these traditional institutions of sort of the 20th century of going to school, going to college, getting a degree, which was traditionally that way to signal that you're a solid person who can create value. Now you can be your own credential and you can prove that through building portfolios, building a website, creating pitches directly to companies. So creating a video pitch and emailing that directly to a decision maker. You can do a lot in terms of not only accessing companies, accessing decision makers at companies through the World Wide Web, but also portraying your own value through those portfolios and becoming your own credential, not relying on just resumes or, like I said, the degree and all these sort of antiquated models that I think many people in this audience appreciate that these institutions are holding us back in many ways to create that freer world. And so how can you, within your own sphere of control, begin to create freedom in your own life, begin to create a sense of agency? And above all, I think building a mindset of learning, of creating value, right? You know, one of our articles on Career Hackers is the Career Hackers Manifesto, written by our founder, Isaac Morehouse. And there's 27 principles to career hacking. And number 6, I like a lot, which is do the job before you have the job, where you can approach a company and just say, hey, I made this for you. Hey, I made this mock script for you for this customer support role, for example. And you can get in this mindset of building value up front and thinking from the company's perspective and just wowing them. And then you can really make a dent in your career.
And this really is the key. Think of yourself from the employer's point of view. They have a stack of resumes and they go through each one and each one starts with some dreadful mission statement. Like, I wish to be proactive in using my skills to bring teams together to, oh, I mean, where is my matchbook so I can just get rid of all these? I mean, over and over again, everybody sounds exactly the same. So in this economy, yeah, again, maybe we don't like this economy. It doesn't matter. That's not going to change a thing. What can you do to stand out, make yourself look different? So one of the things that makes people look a bit different would be, in a way, the company that's like, so you're a spinoff, you rebranded from Crash, which spun off from Praxis. So you're kind of like the Jeffersons to Praxis's All in the Family, if people are old enough to get that reference. But Praxis itself was a way of taking an unorthodox path. Praxis, as people who might not know it should know, that's a place where you can go for a kind of like a college substitute apprenticeship program, at the conclusion of which you are guaranteed a position at the job where you've been working. But let's say a couple of years down the road, you want to change jobs. That resume you have is now different from everybody else's. Everybody else did the four-year route, and they wrote their little mission statement, and they sound like an automaton. And you took the bull by the horns. You're years ahead. You're three solid years ahead of them already. You have way more accomplishments than they have. And you sound like a real person and somebody who is ambitious. So again, with Praxis, you stand out. And to me, that's why I wanted to talk to you today, because you're basically teaching people how to be that one resume that looks a little bit different from all the other resumes. So first of all, let's trace out the company history a little bit. Praxis spun off something called Crash, which I guess has now been rebranded into Career Hackers. Is that the same thing?
That's right.
Okay, so how does Praxis give birth to Crash? It seems like a logical succession to me.
Yeah, so in 2019, Isaac birthed Crash to essentially bring that same mindset that Praxis teaches of creating portfolios and standing out and going around the traditional approach, and to take that mindset and scale that to the world at large. And so Crash was birthed as a software platform for job seekers to sign up and create a video where you can send a URL directly to a company with links to the video pitch in order to stand out on the job hunt. And we saw hundreds of people have excellent success with that approach, getting 80% response rates from hiring managers when you actually send a video, a custom video. However, what we saw is that whether you send a video or not, any approach that's going to be more about standing out, that takes a mindset shift. It takes a shift in creativity and sort of boldness and not waiting for permission or not getting obsessed with perfection. Some people feel a little bit hesitant to make that video and want to make sure that it's exactly right. And that makes sense. And so in terms of scaling this approach and mindset for the world, are focusing now on the mindset. And we're now a media company. And so we have a newsletter called the Daily Job Hunt Newsletter that's going out 6 days a week. And we just have hundreds of articles, podcasts, resources to career boot camps, to tools, to communities. We're creating this space on careerhackers.com where you can just have, it's your one-stop shop for empowered careers, and you can soak up the mindset juice of this approach. And so, yeah, we're teaching the same principles that Praxis is helping young people with their one-year apprenticeship program. We're saying, no matter where you are in life, if you're 55 years old, but you're dissatisfied with your career, you want to change careers, you can totally do that. You have the power to do that. All it takes is tapping into your curiosity, figuring out what you're interested in, what companies you want to pitch. You can tap into creativity, learning new skills, building that portfolio and that sense of self-agency, self-empowerment to go out and take that bold mindset. And I'm telling you, no matter where you are in your life, if you choose, you can take this mindset. You can change careers. You can find your dream job. You can do something that makes you come alive, ultimately, and also create more security for yourself. Given the uncertain economy, you can be your own job security by empowering your mindset.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because sometimes in the past, I have, and I think I probably was wrong to have done this, but in the past, I've been somewhat disparaging about mindset, only because I feel like sometimes there's so much emphasis placed on mindset and so little on what I'm supposed to do once I'm in the right frame of mind, once I have that inner game right. then what do I do? Well, then after that, it's a lot of fluff about wake up early in the morning with a good attitude. Now, that's not enough. So I've sometimes thrown the whole baby with the bathwater out when it comes to mindset. And that really is wrong. So help confirm for me that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think whenever we get into, you know, black and white thinking about something, then it's not as valuable to us. So yeah, there's definitely fluff that can be in that sort of, you know, self-improvement or mindset kind of books and stuff like that. But at the same time, it doesn't need to be like that. So how can you integrate the sense of inner game with also hard action where you're actually doing the work? If you're just soaking up mindset advice and not doing anything, it's not really going to get you anywhere. So I actually think of it as that sort of yin yang of both thinking about your mindset, but also just acting, even if you're not sure about your mindset, acting in the face of doubt in your own mind, right? And it's going to have that, in my opinion, that sort of symbiotic relationship where once you start to act, for example, if you send that first video pitch, you email it to a hiring manager. The first time I did that was really empowering when I felt this sense of, wow, I'm doing something bold. And then I got a response back from the hiring manager within a few hours. And it was like a light bulb moment because I knew that this approach was working. And so that in and of itself was fueling my mindset. So definitely you want to not get caught up in any fluff, but also recognize that you can, like I said, be that your own job security where, you know, if you integrate this mindset, in my opinion, where you're saying, I'm going to create value for companies. I'm going to step up and do the job before I have the job, like I said, or to just get in this mindset of pitching, learning, and becoming, you know, the CEO of your own life, CEO of Me Incorporated is what we talk about. And when you do that, then you can be valuable in any economy where, especially something like if you want to work in sales, then there's always products where companies want people who can sell that. So you can go in there and prove to them, and you're going to have job security when you have this mindset.
You know, I just got done saying that I don't like fluff, but at the same time, sometimes I like a really good saying, and a guy like Zig Ziglar is full of them.
Yes.
And just the other day, I don't know why I never seen this in my whole life up to now, but one of his sayings is something like, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Now, I know that's cutesy and whatever, but that how true is that, right? That sometimes we feel, oh, I haven't got it exactly right, so I guess I better just sit around inactive for another 10 years until it's exactly the right way. No, no. You know, something is better than nothing is one thing I would say. Second thing is, I want to give an example of somebody using this on me, even though I was not hiring anybody. I wasn't in a position to be hiring anybody, but I got something in the mail one day. And it's a package. And I opened it up and I'm trying to describe it to somebody who's never seen it. It's like a CD case, except instead of a square, it was a rectangle. And I opened it up and a video begins playing inside. And it's my friend Ryan Levesque, I had not been in contact with for a while. And the video begins, hey Tom, Ryan Levesque, been a long time since we've been in contact. And then he says more things that indicate that it's not a video he made for absolutely everybody. He says things that are unique to our friendship. And then he says, listen, I wanted you to know that I have a brand new book out. And I really think it's the kind of book that's going to help your audience. And I'm sitting here and my jaw is on the floor. Like, I didn't even know this technology was possible. I'm standing holding in my hand a thing that's playing a video for me, pitching him to be on my show. Now, this guy runs an 8-figure company. Strictly speaking, he doesn't have to interact with Tom Woods at all if he doesn't want to. But not only does he does it in a way that makes him absolutely unforgettable. You know how many people have books who'd like to get on this show? It's like almost as many people who are on the planet Earth. But nobody ever made a pitch like that. And I'll tell you, that got my attention. So if that got my attention, you know, this kind of strategy you're recommending seems likely to get the attention of somebody out there who, again, who's wading through resumes, you know, gritting his teeth, pulling his hair out. When am I going to find somebody who kind of inspires me? And then suddenly, boom, there you are.
Yeah, 100%. It really does work. You know, recently a reader of our newsletter emailed me back. And he's actually a Tom Woods Show listener. And he just thanked me for the advice that I was sharing in my newsletter. And because he had recently applied this approach, he sent a video to a job that had 1,000 applicants. And he said that he wasn't he only has a few years experience in this field. And I believe it was the data analysis role or some tech role. And he knew he wasn't the most technically qualified, but he conveyed that they told him the reason that he landed this job is because the video he sent, as well as showing his portfolio of work. And so this stuff works when you customize those pitches and you make the company feel special, you know?
I was reading a piece the other day about something called quiet quitting. And it was, if I'm remembering this right, maybe I'm confusing the concept with something else, but it's kind of like doing the absolute bare minimum you possibly can before they recognize that you're not doing anything. And that apparently this is becoming more and more common. First of all, is that what that means? And secondly, what do you think this is all about? Where's this coming from?
Yeah, that's my understanding of the term. I've just come across it myself. It's this phenomenon where people are a little bit fed up with their work experience and they're just doing the bare minimum. And I think this is stemming from something deeper where people are just frustrated with their work lives in general, their sense of purpose or lack of purpose, their sense of autonomy or agency, and wanting to have a sense of fulfillment and creativity. Because we all have these core needs, especially autonomy, you know? And that's one of the biggest needs for satisfaction in the workplace. So if you feel like you're showing up and you're just checking boxes and doing what you're told and following directions, and you're sort of this cog in a wheel, you're not going to have satisfaction. And that's, last I heard, we have 65% plus of people are dissatisfied in their job. And so that fires me up to connect with people, influence people, support people at this time to tap into their sense of creativity and empowerment, to go make that shift and to go find a fulfilling career, to go find that new job that's going to give you that satisfaction, because again, it's totally within your sphere of control to do that. I think with everything that's happened in the past couple of years, people have started to pause and reflect on their situation, and people are getting fed up with the world, and that translates to their job as well. And so I think that can actually be an opportunity where you can, you know, maybe in 2019, you might've been going through the motions, making your commute to your 9 to 5 and just kind of going along with an okay job, but not something that's that great. But if you sort of actually turn up the dissatisfaction knob and allow yourself to feel dissatisfied, then you can say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm going to do something about it and go align myself with a better opportunity.
Now, the thing is, you can work hard to make your resume stand out, but once it does, and once they contact you and say, we'd like to interview you, then you're at another level. Then you have to not blow it by giving a lousy interview. So you have to also be good at the traditional things like giving interviews. So I notice, of course, that you have coming up with Career Hackers, the Supercharge Your Career event. And I know one of the topics, among many, will be how to interview better, which is, again, something like so much of what you teach. Nobody's learning this in school. No one's being taught. I mean, they've got your kid in this institution for years and years and years. And at no time do they say to them, oh, by the way, here's how to give a good job interview. Or here's how to stand out among a stack of resumes. Nobody's going to teach them that.
Yeah, 100%. That's basically what we're doing is, when we talk about mindset, right? It's learning the mindset you didn't get in school. And it's sort of even unlearning the mindset you got in school of one of going for what you want and developing real world skills. So yeah, our Supercharge Your Career event's coming up. It's a live, free, virtual, 2-day event, October 19th to 20th. And you can go to superchargecareer.com and you can register. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be speakers on all sorts of topics, thought leaders in the career space, like Madeline Mann, who's going to sit down with me for a fireside chat about how to crush the interview. And Madeline is a big influencer with hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok and YouTube talking about job hunting tips. And she has this behind the scenes knowledge, having worked in HR and done the other side of the hiring process for years. And so she's giving all sorts of excellent advice on how to show up and effectively interview. There's going to be talks from Austin Allred, who's the CEO of Bloom Tech Institute, which is a boot camp where you can launch your career and break into tech in coding. And he's going to talk about that mindset of starting from scratch and learning to code, learning web development, whatever the case may be, that you can make that career shift if you want to do that. Hannes Frankman, who is a former team member at Praxis, is going to speak on what to do instead of going back to school, because she's created an excellent career for herself without having any college degree. And she's going to help people with that mindset shift of how can you maybe tap into those opportunities and resources to self-direct your learning rather than going back to school, which is what we might have done in 1994, right? If you wanted to, you know, increase your salary or make a career shift, now it's, you can self-direct your own learning in your career by taking courses, by enrolling in boot camps, by making connections. And speaking of connections, Isaac Morehouse, our founder, is going to speak how to build social capital, how to create those social connections and that generate that network that's going to be so valuable in your career. And he's sort of the master of this, embodying that mindset of creating value in relationships, of being curious, asking people about themselves to build that rapport with people, and also just creating value in a relationship. So he's going to do a talk on that. And then Derek Stivers is founder of CD Baby, and he's an author. He's been a musician, entrepreneur. He's going to talk about this sort of entrepreneurial mindset and creating versus consuming, right? How often are we consuming books and podcasts, but again, not actually following through and starting, right? So getting into that mindset of creating value, of maybe doing free work for companies. Like I said before, do the job before you have the job. Get into this mindset of you can become a value creator. And when you do that, then you can really become unstoppable.
All right. So give us the website one more time for the event.
Superchargedcareer.com.
Okay. So I'll also have it linked at tomwoods.com/2210. So people just go, they sign up, and then you're going to send them a reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you, okay, for some reason you aren't able to attend, there'll be recordings that you can check out. And yeah, I'll just encourage people that if you're on the job hunt or you're already in a job and you're established, that this could be for you. It's for anybody who's looking to boost that mindset, because like we've been talking about, the economy is uncertain. So how can you get into that more entrepreneurial mindset? Whether or not you're an entrepreneur, you can get into that mindset and take initiative and step into the driver's seat of your own life and career. And so whether you're actively looking for a job or you're just looking to boost your mindset, also connect with new people, there'll be chances to network with people. This is a possible event for you to go to.
All right. So superchargedcareer.com is where to go. And at this point, my listeners are getting tired of hearing me say this, but I have been focusing in my spare time on my own School of Life project, which is aimed at just trying to get little victories here and there, sometimes really big victories in our own lives. I mean, I cannot get the Senate to start making speeches about why the Fed needs to be abolished. That'd be great. I would be thrilled. I'd be the first one to stand up and cheer. But in the meantime, I can be doing things like this that give a little extra edge to people who are following me. And then I can sleep at night and feel like, well, I did something. Not only am I spreading the ideas that I believe in, but I'm giving, every time I find something that gives my people an extra edge, I show it to them. And so I've known you guys, I've known Isaac for years. In fact, when Isaac used to have his own, I think he had the Isaac Morehouse Show. I think that's actually what it might have been called for a while. He interviewed me on that. And I feel like that's one of the best interviews I've ever done. So I have a real soft spot for Isaac. And plus, I've had so many people have good results with Praxis. They've come back to me and said, I'm so glad my son did that program that you recommended. So I have absolute confidence in you guys. And I'm glad that we had a chance for you to come on and just let people know you're out there, what you're up to, and how it can help them. So thanks so much, Joel.
Thanks so much, Tom. Really appreciate all you've done to create that platform for Isaac's companies, Praxis, Crash, and Career Hackers. And I really appreciate you having me on today.
All right, that's our episode for today. Tomorrow, Corey DeAngelis joins us. Of course, you know Corey as really almost like the public face of the school choice movement. We're going to talk about how that movement is going and what libertarians should think about it. I'll see you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.